Hi, speaking with Jessica. How can I help?
Hi, this is Marco.
Oh, hi, Marco.
You rang me this morning?
I did. Hi. I was just giving you a quick call in regards to Mum. I went out and saw her last week to complete her six-month review. She was talking about care, like permanent care up in Perth. No.
No, well, she should really stay where she is for the time being.
Yep.
And I don't know why she wants to come up to Perth. She might as well stay in Mandra because she knows Mandra.
Yeah, of course.
She doesn't know Perth anymore. She hasn't really stayed here in, 30 years.
Yeah. It was just she was talking a little bit around in circles when I was talking to Mal about whether he wanted to hire or purchase a mattress. She was like, we can't do that. We're going up to Perth. We're going to go into permanent care.
No,
and I did ask,
no.
Yeah, I did ask.
She's got it in a bee in a bonnet to go to Bullsbrook. And I said, well, what do you want to go to Bullsbrook for? But I think that was just recommended by her doctor, Dr. Stone.
Okay.
He just suggested because of... I don't think we should really bring her up to Perth.
No,
but,
that's fair enough. Is there anything that you're thinking that they may need? Because every time I go out there and I suggest different services, they're not really open to anything.
I know. It's so frustrating. but Mum does need a new mattress for that dodgy bed she's got.
Yeah, so going back to probably about April or May when I was sorting out Mal's mattress, I did send through a referral for Mum as well. And when the OT got out there, she then declined wanting one. She was happy with the spare bedroom.
Since
organising everything for Mal, I went out and saw them again yesterday and she's wanting a mattress. So I'll send that one through.
You were there yesterday. All right. I was there Friday. Yeah.
Are you happy for Mum to sign off on that mattress? Have you got any concerns with Mum?
Don't get one of those stupid thin ones that Mel's got because he doesn't like that.
Well, he's told me that he does like it and I'm purchasing him one.
Oh. That's all he told me he didn't like it. He said it was too thin.
So the OT goes out and assesses them for these types of things. I can't just purchase things willy-nilly or they can't pick and choose. The OT has recommended that one. He's hired it for 2 weeks and we're going to purchase a new version of it.
So I
spoke to them. It was probably Thursday last week and then again yesterday I went out and confirmed with Mal.
All right, well, if he said yes. Because I put Mum's mattress in the lounge room.
Yes.
Because it's got a massive hole in it when she sleeps in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can get the OT back out there to assess Mum for a mattress, but depending on what type of mattress they recommend is the only one I can. Obviously, Mum will trial it first.
Yeah.
She's very fussy.
When we first got that bed, they sent the mattress back a couple of times and it cost them a fortune. So just make sure whoever's assessing her, she's got to try the mattress properly.
So she'll be trialing it at home for 2 weeks or so before purchasing. Are you okay?
That's fine. Yep.
Yeah. Are you all right with Mum signing off on anything? You've not got any kind of concerns with Mum about things?
Mum's just lazy. I don't know if it's because of her dementia, but I just can't get her to do anything. And I go there Friday just to try and drag her out of the house.
Yeah.
But their biggest problem is meals because she couldn't be bothered cooking and Mel's never cooked a day in his life and he's doing the cooking. And, they just don't want anybody to give them a hand. That's so frustrating.
Yeah, so they used to have light and easy, and we
They don't like it or something, I don't know. They don't like healthy food or something, I don't know. But yeah.
I also suggested having a carer come in and help them meal prep, and they weren't open to that either. But
I've been suggesting they have somebody cook it for them every day, but yes, yeah.
Yeah, but I really just wanted to reach out and see if there was anything that you could suggest that they would need that I could then bring to them for them to say yes or no to. Obviously, they've always got a choice, but I'll get sorted by that mattress. The main thing was I just wanted to know whether there was placement in the near future.
they still haven't done their Centrelink aged care stuff yet.
Right.
They've sort of signed up, but they need to go in. They're actually waiting for this house of theirs to sell in Queensland, and then they're going to go and do their tax and then hopefully go to Centrelink and try and sort out trying to get into an aged care place. I would like somebody to take Mum swimming every day, but she doesn't want that because she doesn't do any exercise. She spends all day in bed, which she says she doesn't, but yeah.
So I do have the physio going in for both of them once a week.
Yes. That was hard to get to start with, but yes. At least that's something. Yeah.
But I've obviously suggested some of those things, a bit like social support, getting her out even just to go for a walk, a bit of shopping support, those types of things. And, yeah, they're both not very open to having anyone kind of
I know. I've been doing the shopping when I go there on Fridays now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. I just get Mum out of the house, so, yeah.
Yeah. Does anyone have like formal enduring power of attorney or guardianship over Mum?
No, because Mel won't allow it. So we're going to try and do that too once they've sold this stupid house, because this house has been a big problem with them, with Mel anyway. Yes, we're going to try, and even her doctors and everything have said that she should be doing it. Should have been done 20 years ago, but yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, because Mel's married, he doesn't want anybody sorting his money situation, but that's only if an emergency. But we might have to try and get a medical one for Mum.
That's fair enough.
Mel's dense cancer, I don't know why. So I've been trying to talk to him about it, but yeah.
Okay. You've got my number, so if anything kind of changes or if you do manage to get anything kind of in place once the house is sold and that type of thing, if you can provide documentation just so we know who we need to speak to in regards to services and things like that for Mum moving
forward. All right,
because
there's me and my sister, Kathy. You might have Kathy on file.
I think I do. She located
She's in Queensland.
East.
Yes. Yeah. She's actually buying the house off them. So.
Right.
So
okay.
That was, yeah. So she's in Queensland and I'm in Nullumara. So.
Yes. Yeah.
Just here.
All right.
Yep. Yeah.
No, that's all right. I just thought I'd have a quick chat with you. I'll organise the OT to see Mum about that mattress, and then we can go from there.
Yeah, well, I think that's the biggest drama at the moment, the mattress, because she's probably going to have to move back into that other room where her original bed is, the one that lifts up and that, because the other one's too hot in summer. So,
She also did mention that she may want a recliner chair and something like that is something that she can
like Mel.
Take into. Yeah.
That might help. But she seems all right getting in and out of the chair at the moment. It's not like Mel. So, yeah, all right. Well, if you want one of them, yeah. How much money she got?
Mum has got more money in her home care package than Mal does.
I thought she had like 16,000 or something.
She does have quite a bit. Let me have a quick look.
Because that gets all canned in a couple of months, doesn't it, or something?
So, no, it won't get canned. Mum and Mal are what we call grandfather clients once the new scheme comes in. It just means that they won't be able to build up as much money month. So she does have about $21,000 in there at the moment.
Yeah.
If she does go into care, that would obviously go back to the government.
Yes, I know that. I said if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. So,
Yeah, the reason she was thinking about a recliner chair was because that's something that she can take into a home.
Aged care, yes.
Yeah, and that can sometimes take, 12 weeks or so to be assessed for and to get, depending on the model and whether it's getting made specific for mum. So
that'd be all right too then. Yeah, if you do the chair and the mattress.
All right.
And Mel's recliner, they should have sent it back because it wasn't quite right, and they wouldn't complain about it. So I altered it to try and help him a bit more. I put another extension on it and actually raised it more than they did because it won't affect mum because she's short, so it doesn't matter. It's only because Mel was tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I wish they'd complain a bit more, but...
because if they'd have said something about that at the time, we could have
looked into it. Yeah, well, I told him the first week they got it, he said it wasn't good enough and they didn't complain about it, so... But anyway, I've sort of fixed it now. I just put another extension on the bit where you put your foot on.
Right.
You know, when you extend it, his ankle was sitting underneath it. You know what I mean? And it's supposed to be sitting up higher. Because otherwise the blood flow and that. So all I did was just put a bit of aluminium, which extended the floor of it, where you put your feet.
Yeah, the footrest.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. No, that's all right. Thank you so much for your time, Marco. And if you've got any other concerns about Mum or Mal and services or anything like that, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Yep. So this is your new number, is it?
This number here will get through directly to me, but if you just call 9581-0481, that gets through to our office. So if I'm not at the desk, anyone will be able to answer some questions.
Oh, all right. No worries.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right. So if you can organise the mattress and if she sounds like she needs a chair, go for it.
All right. Lovely. Thank you so much. You take care.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.